This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, the COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to at least 724,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States. More than 19.5 million people have been infected, and globally, with the U.S., Brazil, and India greatly outpacing all other countries. Brazil surpassed a grim milestone. That's 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. And 5 months after the first reported case, the country is showing no signs of crushing the disease. The nation of 210 million people has been reporting an average of more than 1,000 daily deaths from the pandemic since late May. And 905 recorded in one of the latest tallies put Brazil above 100,000. The health ministry also said that there are more than 3 million confirmed infections. The totals are second only to the United States, and experts believe both numbers are severe undercounts due to insufficient testing. U.S. President Donald Trump is bypassing the nation's elected lawmakers as he claims the authority to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit. Mr. Trump signed several executive orders at his New Jersey golf club after negotiations with Congress on a new coronavirus rescue package collapsed. The president moved to continue paying a supplemental federal unemployment benefit for millions of Americans out of work during the outbreak. However, he did reduce it from $600 a week to $400 and is requiring states to pay one quarter of the new amount. Congress allowed those payments to lapse on August 1st, and negotiations to extend them have been mired in partisan gridlock with the White House and Democrats miles apart. Mr. Trump also extended a moratorium on evictions, deferred payroll taxes for a year, and a continued suspension of student loan payments. This is VOA News.